This is Mike Gerhart from Parkside Bible Church in Watertown as the Mars Hill pastor for the day. When I think of the prophet Jonah, who was swallowed by the fish and hated the Ninevites he was called to serve, I also think of Mother Teresa, though in the opposite way. She was Albanian and a foreigner, and yet she worked among the dying on the streets of Calcutta, India. At first, she was obstructed at every turn by government officials and Orthodox Hindus suspicious of her motives. They harassed her and they frustrated her efforts. She and her fellow sisters were threatened, insulted, and even pelted with stones when they tried to bring the dying to their humble shelter. Once Mother Teresa dropped to her knees before the angry crowd, crying, "Kill me!" in Bengali, her outstretched arms in a gesture of crucifixion. "Kill me," she said, "and I will be in heaven all the sooner." The rabble withdrew, but returned with louder demands to expel the foreigner from India. One morning, Mother Teresa noticed a gathering outside the Kali temple, a Hindu holy place. She saw a man stretched out on the street whose face was drained of blood. A triple braid denoted the Brahmin caste, the highest caste in Hinduism, and there he was, left to die from cholera. Mother Teresa took him in her arms and carried him to her shelter. She nursed him back to health. He went back to that temple and told the people entering, and I quote, "For 30 years I worshipped Kali of stone, but I met this woman, a real Kali of flesh and blood, and now I follow the one true God of heaven." Never again were stones thrown at Mother Teresa. Her love for those who hated her broke through. There are lessons we can learn from this. Even when it makes no sense to you to love and serve the people you hate or who hate you, obey the Lord in all things. Even when you don't feel like obeying God, obey anyway. Even if you are offended by the lifestyles of the people that you are called to serve, put those judgments aside and speak the truth in love. Waiting until you feel God moving you to serve some or share your story could be disobedience to God. Don't wait until you feel like obeying. Just obey, and God will bless. When you do this, you are a servant leader for the Lord. Only then will you demonstrate what it is to take God's word seriously and obey. Until next time, this is Mike Gerhart from Parkside Bible Church, hoping your life is a faith-filled adventure.